Now, the divorce battle between Sir Paul McCartney and his estranged wife Heather Mills is set to drag on to next week. It had been scheduled to end today, but the pair haven't been able to reach agreement over how much of his £825 million she's entitled to. The case has been going on all week behind closed doors, giving the waiting media rather too long to think about what might be going on. The headline writers have had a field day all week, and on the basis of if you can't beat them, join them, our reporter John Sparks has been at the High Court with the Beatles' back catalogue.
The long and winding road that leads to your door.
It does seem like a long journey, and it's not over. There's little hope now of an agreed settlement. We has become me. Love turned to stone.
Courtroom 34 with its blacked out windows and do not disturb sign has been booked up for next week. It's up to the judge now to divide up the spoils and end the affair.
Sir Paul met Heather at a charity event. It was 1 year after his first wife, Linda, had passed away. She said, "I was slowly wooed and properly dated." He told his family not to worry about him. Commentators winced and whispered, "Disaster." Four years and one daughter later, news of their separation was leaked to the papers. Lurid tales of bad behaviour soon followed.
You never give me your money. You only give me your funny paper. And in the middle of negotiations, you break down.
Representing the former Beatle, Fiona Shackleton, a.k.a. the Steel Magnolia. Ms. Shackleton, a testament to those who bloom later in life, her third-class degree now long forgotten. And Ms. Mills, the teenage runaway and model and prickly social activist. And she's representing herself, of course.
I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink.
For all the arguments over assets, the squabbling over security and confidentiality, they'll both be poorer when the judge breaks them up.
Yeah, there will